Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home, sweet, normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn can cut it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it. Gordon Veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way, and it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. That one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Lauderdale fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center.
the first state title in girls basketball for Fort Norman. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores Broadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25 footer, Yostamp, good, good! Yostamp rifles it a bomb.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezing, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And good evening for the second night in a row from here at Pickle High School's Garbury Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. It's another boys Division IV sectional championship game. Jackson Center and Fairlawn, they collide with an opportunity to advance on to a regional, or I should say to a district tournament game next Thursday at the UD Arena. One match next Thursday already decided. We know that Fort Loramie is in it for sure. Don't know game times, but the Redskins will play at 6 or 7:30. And the winner of this game will play in the other contest at UD. Two district games at the University of Dayton next Thursday night. And the winner of this game moves on to play in a game opposite the Fort Loramie Redskins. So glad you could join us. We completed two girls district games this afternoon. If you haven't heard, Fort Loramie won easily 49-19 over Cincinnati Country Day. And the Jackson Center girls upset Tri-Village by a score of 48-43. We've got a great contest for you tonight, Chuck. If it's anything remotely close to last night's game here at Piqua, we will be without a voice by, 8:15, 8:30 tonight. Jackson Center, Fairlawn, great game early in the year at Fairlawn. Tigers needed two OTs, rallied from a double-digit deficit early in the fourth to win that game early in the year. Won by double digits, a little heftier margin in the game at Jackson Center. But nonetheless, when you've got a Nate Lessing on your team for Fairlawn, Jackson Center, even as good as it is, must be worried because Lessing can drop 30-35 on you and almost beat you single-handedly.
Well, I do not guarantee you there's no way they're taking this lightly. They know how tough they played them during the regular season. So I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. Last night's going to be tough to match, but good crowd, good basketball. But this is what you expect when you come out here for a sectional final at Piqua.
Scott Elkert's team at Jackson Center, outstanding defense, game in, game out. You can count on that. And it's been a club that's held down Nate Lessing with regularity during his career. In fact, in the four previous meetings between the two clubs, Nate Lessing is averaging under 17 points a game.
Well, I mean, you think, well, hey, that's pretty good. But for Nate Lessing, who scores in the 30s more often than he scores in the teens, that's a good job. But Jackson Center for years has played outstanding defense. They guard the basketball. They play great help defense. And we're going to see the same thing tonight, I would assume. We're going to see Drew Sosby draw the Lessing matchup at least to start.
Yeah, that 17 points a game for Lessing against Jackson Center is about 9 points a game below his per-game average. And if you can keep him in the mid to upper teens and hold the other Fairlawn Jets players to no more than 20-25, you can handle Fairlawn. But that said, Miami East in its outstanding zone defense could not stop Fairlawn. On the last Saturday of the regular season, Fairlawn Jets won that game 65-59 over a very good Miami East club, which is still in the boys' Division III tournament. And then Fairlawn avenged in the tournament, the second round, after getting a bye in round one, avenged a season-opening loss to a solid Triad club, and Fairlawn won that game pretty convincingly. So clearly the Jets are at the top of their game right now.
Well, I thought at the beginning of the season, the team with the two best lineups were going to be Anna and Fairlawn, and they struggled at times during the season, but I think it, when it came right down to it, they've got the ability. You know, Anna's still playing, and Fairlawn's still playing.
I think it's going to be interesting to see, Chuck, how these two clubs defend the other. Will we see zone, box and one, two, three, mix a little man in there? What's in store, do you think, for Drew Sosby of Jackson Center, Nate Lessing of Fairlawn? We can talk about those two guys all we want. We'll continue to do so. But it could very well be a role player that decides this game. You know, Fairlawn's got some outstanding players. Cody Kirtner has had a very good tournament, a fine second half of the season. He can score 15 or 16. Brady Willem is averaging almost 20 in his own right for Jackson Center.
Oh, well, yeah. It's not, each team is not a one-man team, that's for sure. And I think that the role players tonight for Fairlawn, all three of the Brodigans, and the one, Keyshawn Johnson, who was not eligible because he had transferred for the first half of the season, but when he comes out, he's not really one that's going to score much for you, but boy, is he a disruptive defensive player.
And he was against Triad. I'm sure the Cardinals will be the first to tell you that Keyshawn Johnson of Fairlawn had an impact on that game defensively.
Oh, he did. There's no doubt about it. And you look on the other side, you talked about what are they going to do. Jackson Center is going to play man-to-man. They're going to play man-to-man, and they're not going to change that up. That's what they do. And I would think that Fairlawn is going to do some different things. We may even see a box and one on Drew Sosby tonight.
In a game in the regular season, Jackson Center, Anna, a contest we covered at the Anna Gym. Sosby got hampered by fouls early on. That's the one shaking the armor of Jackson Center. If Brady Wildermuth or Drew Sosby, the two scorers responsible for over 40 a game, if one of those two young men gets a couple quick fouls, hey, the complexion of the game can change very fast.
Well, there's no doubt about it. They need them on the floor. Fairlawn needs Lessing on the floor, and Jackson Center needs Wildermuth and Sosby on the floor. Tonight, Jackson Center has got to get some scoring out of somebody besides Zorn as the third scorer, but they need to get some scoring out of a couple of other players, even if it's just a little bit, to make them play honestly.
You're right. When Jackson Center does that, the Tigers' game elevates. Jackson Center becomes a state-contending serious Final Four.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, we are at the base of the Jackson Center Tigers cheering section, which is right behind us. We're situated on the west side, just to the left of the scorer's table. We can reach out and virtually touch the boundary on this side of the court. See a blue across the way from Fairlawn, orange and black behind us. When the Jackson Center Tigers score, we are probably going to be drowned out, much like we were last night by the Fort Laramie Redskin crowd.
Yep.
That was right behind us, too, last evening. Should be an outstanding game. We're on the air thanks to a number of outstanding underwriting sponsors. We saluted LaCalle Equipment earlier today during the Jackson Center Tri-Village Girls game. Jackson Center's LaCalle Equipment has been on with us since our start on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a founding underwriting sponsor is LaCalle Equipment. We couldn't have gotten started without the fine folks at LaCalle Equipment. Thank you so much. American Architectural Glass is on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. AAG Inc., new location now, Fort Laramie on Elm Street. Had been located in Clayton. AAG Inc., now on Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Cannon on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney. And a new location in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, located in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. And when you talk about the Sydney Daily News, Chuck, Ken Barhorst, sports editor at the Sydney Daily News, is synonymous with that newspaper. It's 40 years serving Shelby County, the Upper Miami Valley. His coverage of the high school sports scene has been amazing. It's been fair, balanced, thorough, complete. He has meant everything. He has meant everything to the school officials, the educators, the athletes. Wow, Ken Barhorst has contributed so much. Everybody is so thankful. They showed their appreciation out here last night at Center Court in mass, thanking Ken Barhorst for virtually a lifetime of service.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ken and I went to school together. I mean, he went to Pickle Catholic, and I was at the public school here. But I don't understand how he looks about 10 years younger than me. So I'm not sure I understand that, but Ken does a great job, and he's a good guy to go on top of that.
Oh, I tell you what, we couldn't do our job as well as we do without him. Wow, what an assistance he has provided over the years to us here at scoresbroadcast.com. And so many thanks also here on scoresbroadcast.com to Van Ballen Fertilizer and Seed in Pepperdine, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years, going night a week. Brooklyn's in Fort Loraman. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loraman, a world-class supplier. Clance is in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. And thanks to Adams Tech Solutions and Anna Newman Cardiville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Canada, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. And these new underwriting sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, Sydney Car Care in Sydney at 1080 4th Avenue, and Gratitude as well, with Primary Eye Care Associates, 5 locations, Sydney, Fort Miami, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Open weeknights and Saturday mornings for your convenience. We've got the starting lineups opening tip-off upcoming. It's Jackson Center Fairlawn, a big lower bracket sectional championship game here tonight at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out of this world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year. And have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out of this world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV in between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
delicious haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, six butterfly shrimp, and your choice of two delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome back here to Garber Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. We're seconds away from the start of tonight's game between the Fairlawn Jets and the Jackson Center Tigers. Jackson Center victorious twice over Fairlawn in the regular season. In the first contest, the Tigers won it by three in double overtime at Fairlawn, 57-54. In the second meeting, the Tigers won it by a score of 48-34. And as I mentioned, over the last couple years now, the Jackson Center Tigers have done a real good job on Nate Lessing, better than any other team on the Fairlawn Jets schedule. Tigers being introduced right in front of us, Brady Wildermuth, 6'6", a junior, 18.5 points a game. Drew Sosby at 22 points a game, 6'1", a senior. Ethan Zorn, 6'2", a senior. Bryce Sosby in the starting five, 5'10" tall and a sophomore. And Gavin Boozer, 6 feet tall and a sophomore for the Jackson Center Tigers. For the Fairlawn Jets, the opening five, Nate Lessing. He plays a wing. He'll go inside, outside, 6'3", a junior, close to 27 points a game. Nick Brodigam at a guard, 6'2", a junior. Cody Kirtner out front as well, 6 feet, an inch. He is a junior. Aaron Hammond at a wing position, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, a senior. He's averaging a little over 8 points a game. And the fifth starter, Drew Brodigam, 6'3", and a sophomore. I might note that Cody Kirtner, Chuck, over the last half of the year for Fairlawn, is averaging double digits, about 11 per contest. He has been a big help to Nate Lessing.
Well, he was terrific in the game on Wednesday night. He was probably the difference in that game.
Yeah, he could be an X factor in this contest tonight. It will be interesting to see who does guard him for Jackson Center. You know it won't be Drew Sosby. Here's the opening tip to start. Jackson Center, the road black, orange numbers trimmed in white. Fairlawn, the home blue, the Jets across the front, blue numerals, both teams in the black sneakers. Opening tip won by the Tigers. It's Zorn, top of the circle to Bryce Sosby in the corner. Brady Wildermuth comes out to get it, deep left corner. Brady angles through the paint, a little one-handed teardrop, short, no good. Rebounded by Drew Brodigam, up the floor to Lessing. Lessing throws it high right on the play to Nick Brodigam. He starts a drive, gives to Hammond, deep in the right corner. Aaron Hammond on the bounce through the top of the key. Near side to Cody Kirtner. Kirtner, reverse dribble, 20 feet away. Gives it up on the play to Nick Brodigam. Right side to Kirtner, now to Lessing. Jets have not penetrated inside the arc yet. Here's Hammond. Hammond looks, goes to Kirtner, back to Drew. Drew Brodigam on the perimeter. Hands off to Kirtner. Kirtner being guarded by Boozer at the moment. Now Nick Brodigam is picked up by Boozer. Kirtner being chased by Bryce Sosby, far side of the floor. We're down to 6:48 to go in the first quarter. Fairlawn yet to take a shot. Here's Nick Brodigam through the lane. Pitches back out near the center line. It's fed to Lessing, 25 feet away on the right. Lessing starts a drive, baseline right. Gives it to Drew for a 15-footer, way short. Rebound comes down to Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center. 6:25 to go in the first. Quick pass down the floor. Sosby inside to Brady Wildermuth. Drew Brodigan with pretty good defense. It's off the leg of Wildermuth out of bounds.
Well, Zorn has drawn the assignment of guarding Lessing, and he went for a lunge the last time. Boy, he's got to play him straight up. He can't play him like that.
Well, you can tell Jackson Center's motive right from the start is hammer the ball inside to Brady Wildermuth. It's unlikely Fairlawn's got a player who can match him for sure in terms of height and perhaps strength both. Here's a three-point shot by Parker. It's good! It's ruled a two. He had a toe on the line, a deuce for Kirtner. He came off a screen. He's the young man about whom we talked in the pregame. He has been the X factor for Fairlawn over the second half of the year. 2-0 Jets. Sosby's got the ball 25 feet out. Goes to Zorn. Left wing to Boozer. Hammond on him. Brady Wildermuth, top of the key. Sosby comes out to get it. Backs up. Shoots the triple. Around and out. No good. Rebounded by Zorn. Up. Missed it. Foul against Fairlawn. Crashing the boards nicely. Ethan Zorn for the Fairlawn Jets. 5 minutes, 28 seconds left to go. Opening quarter. Foul shot by Zorn is short. No good. At Jackson Center, scoreless the first 2:32 of this game. Zorn hits, and it's 2-1. 2-1 in favor of Fairlawn. We're near the 5:20 mark. First quarter of play. Lessing yet to get a shot for the Jets. He starts to drive, pulls up foul line. Goes left corner to Nick Brodigan. He dances through the lane, gives it to Drew. Straight away, top of the key. Now Kirtner. Back to Drew in the right corner. Drew hangs on, goes to Hammond on top. Hammond being guarded right now by Drew Sosby, 25 feet from the basket. Zorn has got Lessing at the moment. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. 2-1 is the score, Fairlawn. Lessing drives into the paint. Oh, the quick hands of Drew Sosby. Claw the ball away. Tigers have got it. Deep right corner. It's fed to Boozer. Dead inside to Brady Wildermuth. A power move. Good. Brady Wildermuth gets the field goal for Jackson Center. The first bucket for the Tigers, who lead it 3-2. Here's Nate Lessing. Far right wing, 25 feet out, goes to Hammond. Left side of the floor for Kirtner, broken up by Boozer. Loose ball goes to Sosby of Jackson Center. Drew with a lead out, down the floor to Zorn. Zorn to the basket, missed it around Brodigan.
Wow.
Good. Brady Wildermuth. Brady Wildermuth got the rebound. Timeout, Fairlawn. Jets get a timeout, 5-2 Tigers. 4 minutes to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It is 5-2 in favor of Jackson Center, under 4 to play in the first quarter. Fairlawn Jets have one bucket so far by Kirtner. Luke Hickman is on the floor now for the Jets. Luke, a 6'4 sophomore. Here's a pass cross court by Fairlawn, intercepted by Zorn. So far, the Tigers have had the Jets' number, Super D, by Jackson Center here at the start. What's new, huh?
Yeah, no doubt.
Here's Wildermuth, 25 feet away, 20 feet away. Gives to Zorn, foul line. He shuffled his feet. Good call by the referee.
Hickman came into the game and played really, really well the other night against Triad.
Here come the Jets up over the timeline. It's Kirtner. 5-2 in favor of the Tigers. Near side pass to Hickman. And Hickman can't hang on. He goes barreling hard right into coaches Elkert and Meyer of Jackson Center. Couldn't save it. It went out of bounds. And the last two trips down, the Jets have turned it over. Jackson Center's defense very stifling. Here's a baseline drive by Wildermuth. Wildermuth all the way to the basket. missed it, no good. Offensive foul.
I think the problem is that he called that about 10 seconds after it happened.
Yeah, Brady Wildermuth took the ball baseline left, and he bolted to the basket, went right below the rim. A lot of contact. Jackson Center bench thought maybe it was way too far under. Top of the circle with the ball is Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn, which is down 5-2. Right wing to Hickman. On top to Lessing. Keyshawn Johnson now in for Fairlawn off the bench. Johnson, a 5'11 junior. Here's a cross-court pitch by Fairlawn, and once again, there's no receiver in sight. Turnover, Jets. Tigers defense, awesome. 5 miscues for Fairlawn. Deep in the right corner with the ball is Brady Wildermuth for Jackson Center, which leads 5-2. 2.5 to go first quarter. Here's Sosby, pressured by Johnson. Double team, triple team. Ball fed off to Brady. Back to Drew. Drew's got Lessing on him now. Drew fires it. It's good! It's a three-pointer. A long triple by Drew Sosby. 8-2, Jackson Center. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. Keyshawn Johnson to Hickman. Coming out to catch, Nick Brodigan. Throws it right side to Kirtner. Bounce pass Johnson. Cross court for Nick to Luke. Baseline left, fade away, 15-footer. Good! Luke Hickman. Hickman drills one for the Jets. 8-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Sozy back at the foul line. He's open. Fades away. Missed it short. No good. Rebound down to Fairlawn. Up the floor to Lessing. He guns a three. Banked it way too hard. Rebounded by Hickman. Hickman pulled it off the glass. And we've got a foul. A shove off beneath the rim against the Fairlawn Jets. After the missed shot, Hickman with a shove. And one official for... One official in this crew was just in the face of head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center to our left. Scott's still unhappy about that charge a moment ago against Brady Wildermuth. Hickman missed the shot, fouled over the back on the rebound. Tigers have got it. Here's Brady Wildermuth against Hickman. Turnaround bank shot. Good. Wildermuth off glass for Jackson Center, which leads it 10-4, 1:14 to go here in the first quarter. Hickman guarded by Brady Wildermuth, top of the key to Nick Brodigan, right side to Kirtner. Cross-court pass intercepted by Brady Wildermuth. All Jackson Center defense so far. 10-4 Tigers, 58 seconds to go in the first. Here's Brady, here's Zorn. Coming out to catch, Drew Sosby. Down inside to Wildermuth. He's got position. Good!
Just doing whatever they want to do with Wildermuth inside right now. They can't stop him.
Beautiful entry passes by Jackson Center. Boy, they've got the angle down pat. They're entering it to Brady, and he's getting the defender on the backside on the hip. He's able to swivel, go right to the glass. And he has pushed Jackson Center to a 12-4 lead. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Ethan Zorn with a holding foul for Jackson Center. Fairlawn inbounds to Hickman, right corner. 12-4 Tigers. On top to Johnson. Left side to Kirtner, back to Keyshawn. Straight away Hickman. Right wing to Lessing. Lessing, top of the key now. Being checked at long range by Ethan Zorn. Zorn on Lessing. Down to 7-6. Late first quarter. Lessing on the bounce. Spin move. Oh, he traveled. No call. Threw it to Nick Brodigan. Long 23-footer. No good. Brady Wildermuth gets the rebound. And the first quarter is over. Jackson Center Tigers lead the Fairlawn Jets 12-4 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 4 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat City Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Quarter number two on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And the Fairlawn Jets open up the second quarter with yet another turnover. Traveling in the lane on Hickman. Jackson Center ball. Tigers are up 12-4. We play 20 seconds here in period number two. Brady Wildermuth walks it up to the top of the circle. Hands off to Zorn. Brady catches down on the block, low left side, goes to work again. He banks it home. He's unstoppable. Fairlawn Jets have nobody to defend Brady Wildermuth in the middle.
Well, they better front and back him and make somebody else score, even if it's Sosby. They can't let that continue to happen.
10-point lead for Jackson Center. Here's Hammond, 25 feet away to Hickman. Near side to Nick Brodigan. Lessing posting up. He catches in the lane, fumbles the ball, gets it back. Throws right corner. Lesson gets it back. Baseline right. Shots off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. It is all Tigers defensively. 14-4 lead. Here's a pick and roll. Top of the circle. Brady gets it. Hands off to Zorn. It comes out to catch. Nick Brodigan on him. Jackson Center coaches yelling, let's try the special. Here is Sosby pulling up on the right wing. Shoots a long three ball. Way short. Rebound Aaron Hammond. Bullet pass down the floor to Kirtner. Back to Hammond. Near side, Nick Brodigan. Nick hangs on. Into Lessing in the lane. Back to the basket. On the arc to Hammond. Lessing doesn't have a point yet. He has had maybe one or two shots. They've not been good ones. Jackson Center has had its way with Fairlawn guarding Nate Lessing over the past couple seasons. Here is a foul away from the action against Jackson Center, holding. 6:07 to go in quarter number two, and Jackson Center owns a 14-4 lead over the Fairlawn Jets. The winner of this game advances to a district championship game next Thursday at the UD Arena. Here's a weave, Lessing, top of the circle, foul line, runner in the paint, no good, off the back iron, rebound baseline, scrum for it, out of bounds, off Jackson Center. Fairlawn will throw in. Fort Loramie will play the Southeastern Cedarville winner, that game tonight at Troy. And Fort Loramie will be in action next Thursday in one of two games. The winner of this game will take on Yellow Springs, which last night upset Tri-Village Detroit. Here's Nick Brodigan, little post-up move outside the lane on the left. A fall-away seven-footer, bingo, he hits it. 14-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Sosby, wraparound pass down inside to Wildermuth. It's on the floor. Fairlawn gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. Chuck Fairlawn's got to wise up defensively against these repeated entry passes to Brady Wildermuth. And we've got a violation against Jackson Center. No, a foul
on Wildermuth. That's his second.
Well, Brady Wildermuth inbounded on the play to a Tiger teammate. And then soon after Brady stepped in bounds, he bear hugged a Jets player. And Brady Wildermuth's got two personals. Boy, he's been the leading scorer, a powerhouse on offense so far for Jackson Center, which is up 14-6. 5:04 to go in the second quarter. Here's Drew Brodigan, down low, and Brady Wildermuth, he's challenging him. He missed it, got it back, reverse layup, off the undercarriage of the rim. Rebound Lessing, hook shot no good. Rebound Jackson Center, foul Nick Brodigan.
Oh, okay.
4:51 to go here in the second quarter. It is 14-6 in favor of the Jackson Center Tigers. Jets missed a golden chance right there.
Well, they missed a chance to score, and they missed a chance to get a third foul on Wilderman. But I'll tell you what, you talk about a kid out there still battling with two fouls. I don't know if that was smart or just that athletic.
As Scott Elker took a chance, didn't get Brady off the floor until a fair long possession later. And you're right, Drew Brodigan came very close to drawing the third foul on Brady Wilderman. Tigers throw it away down the floor in the left corner. It's out of bounds to the Jets. Here's Hammond with the ball. 4.5 to go, first period. 14-6 in favor of Jackson Center. I should say second period. It seems like a first period score. Here is Kirtner. Foul line, Drew Brodigan. Back to Kirtner on the arc for a triple. It's good! Oh, this young man has come on like a house of fire this year for the Fairlawn Jets. Cody Kirtner's got 5 points. 14-9 now. Here come the Jets right back into the thick of this game. Fairlawn's defense starting to feel Jackson Center out a little better. Here's Bryce Sosby, foul line. On the arc to Blackfoot, who's checked in now. Trent Blackfoot, a 5'11 junior out there. Dribble drive through the paint. Comes him, and he stops outside the lane, and he took a hand in the small of the back by Drew Brodigan of Fairlawn. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center. Zorn in the right corner. Brady Wilgemuth on the bench with two fouls. 3:38 to go here in the first half. 5-point lead, Jackson Center. Drew Sosby on top. Goes around Lessing. Running one-hander. It is no good, short. Oh, what a rebound by Lessing. 2-on-2. Lessing down the floor in the lane. Collision. We've got a defensive foul. Nate Lessing got the rebound at one end. And like a speedy locomotive, a runaway train, he bulldozed the other way.
He was at this end before I had a chance to break down a little slash.
It was ruled a common foul, and Fairlawn inbounds on the play to Drew Brodigan. He's on the block, but he throws those elbows, and he's called for an offensive foul.
We got a score of final. Miami East beat Versailles 51-49, and with 4:22 in the second quarter, Anna is up on Northridge 23-20.
How about that?
Thank you, Jeff Bray.
Anna Rockets in the Versailles Holiday Tournament outplayed Versailles by three quarters. We've seen Anna at times this year when the Rockets have been outstanding. Tonight, perhaps a mild upset. Miami East nipped Versailles, so Versailles is out. 3 minutes to go, first half. Brady Wilderman, top of the key. Hands off on the play to Zorn. Zorn, left side of the floor to Boozer. Brady Wilderman back in. He launches a three-pointer. Got it!
That's a good way not to get a foul. Just stay out there and shoot a 30-footer.
Brady Wilderman is doing it inside and out. 17-9, Jackson Center. 2:39 to go, second quarter. Lessing, 25 feet away. He still has not scored. Gives it up to Hammond. Hammond holds the ball in his left hand. Dribbles. Goes to Kirtner. Luke Hickman comes out to get it. Near side to Lessing. Zorn has drawn him about every single minute. Drew Brodigan's got it, dropped it, lost it. Brady Wilderman picked it up. Here's Brady down the floor. He's tripped. And he spills hard to the court. Brady Wilderman pops up. He's shaking. Foul, Fairlawn. 2:13 left, second quarter. 17-9 in favor of the Tigers. Brady Wilderman back on the court. Got two personals. Tell you what, Chuck, a lot of schools have thought about playing with two fouls. I think the real good basketball players can do it.
I agree 100%.
Here is Drew Sosby dribbling left wing, gets a screen, misses from 15. Rebound down to Fairlawn. That shot by Drew lipped the rim, looked like it tickled the twine, then popped out. 1:45 to go in the first half. It's a football score, 17-9, Jackson Center. Lessing retreats between the rings. Near side pass to Hammond. Hammond has it stolen. The quick hands of Drew Sosby. Boy, like lightning. It was a pickpocket by Drew.
He's fun to watch.
A minute 24 to go in the first half. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. Zorn between the circles. Brady comes out to catch. Luke Hickman on him loosely. Now Drew Sosby picked up by Lessing. Zorn's got it. Here's Wildermuth, almost sized up another three. Head coach Scott Elkert said, no, let's run a play. Coach Elkert, you might be able to hear in the background, barking out signals. Here's Wildermuth, here's Zorn. 53 seconds to go. Now Drew Sosby, late second quarter, 17-9, Jackson Center. Wildermuth's got a shot, doesn't take it from outside the arc. They're playing a little triangle offense in the top of the circle.
Yep.
Zorn, Drew Sosby, and Wildermuth. They're just a revolving door. And away from the dribbling, we've got a push-off against the Fairlawn Jets. And it's a 1-1 for Drew Sosby. And that's almost automatic.
Well, that was a silly foul. That was on Lessing. He doesn't do a lot of silly things.
And head coach Scott Elkert got a couple of extra minutes, bonus minutes, out of Brady Wildermuth. He takes him out with 38.9 to go in the second quarter as Drew Sosby's free throw rattles around, comes out, and then goes back in.
Well, I'll tell you what.
18-9, Jackson Center in the lead.
He coaches a perfect game, and you expect him to.
Second free throw, Sosby swish. 10-point ball game. Jackson Center in the lead. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Nate Lessing has not scored. The Jets only have 9. This is what Jackson Center did to Fairlawn last year. Here is Hammond, left wing. Behind the arc with 19 seconds to go. To Keyshawn Johnson straight away. Flat foot on him. Now Hickman. Left side of the floor, Kirtner. To Hickman. To Hammond, Keyshawn Johnson, right corner. Down to 7-6. Traveling. Lessing turned it over. You can tell the Jets and Nate Lessing are frustrated.
That's the word I was getting ready to use. They are frustrated. They just struggle running. A lot of teams struggle against this.
4 seconds to go. Drew Sosby races up into the forecourt. Step back, three ball. Off to the right, no good. And the first half concludes. Jackson Center Tigers lead the Fairlawn Jets 19-9, not after one quarter, after two quarters. Halftime score, the Tigers 19, the Jets 9. Primary Eye Care Associates, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. New location in Fort Loramie is at 700 East Park, formerly at 20 South Main. Primary Eye Care Associates, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care. They will take care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverages. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Open Saturday mornings and weeknights too. Thank you very much, Primary Eye Care Associates, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime here at Piqua High School, boys Division IV, lower bracket sectional championship. We'll return in a moment with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. The Tigers are up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market clients in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime score, 19-9, Jackson Center over Fairlawn. Our halftime report brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, not a lot of stats because there's a lot of stuff happening out there. 7-6 rebounding advantage, both teams for Fairlawn. Both teams have two offensive rebounds, a place where Fairlawn has struggled. They've turned the ball 10 times, where Jackson Center has only turned it three. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Fairlawn has not gone there yet. Individual scoring for Fairlawn, they had 5 from Cody Kirtner. Without him, they really wouldn't have much of anything.
You're right.
They got 2 from Nick Brodigam and 2 from Luke Hickman. Nate Lessing, 26 points a game, did not score in the first half. And they scored 4 and 5, 9 points for the first half. Brady Wildem with 13 points in the first half. Drew Sosby, 5, and Ethan Zorn, 1. The big three have scored all the points. 19-9, they scored 12 and 7. 10-point lead at the half for the Tigers.
Chuck, is it my imagination or is Brady Wildermuth getting bigger, better, stronger with each passing game we see him perform?
Well, I'll tell you what, the thing I like about him the most is that tonight they know they have advantage down on the block.
Right.
So they're throwing entry passes to him and letting Mickey's move down there. He also has the ability to face up, and he's hard to guard there. And then he drilled a three, and quite honestly, I mean, I don't think that's what they want to see a lot of. But we've seen him make a few. He's got range, and he's got a good touch. He is a well-rounded basketball player, and unlike what I thought most of the season, he's only a junior.
And he's a tough customer, and the Fairlawn Jets are having a real difficult time handling Brady Wildermuth here tonight. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 19-9. The Tigers lead the Jets. Nate Lessing scoreless. Fairlawn down 10. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. It is 19-9. The Jackson Center Tigers lead the Fairlawn Jets lower bracket sectional championship here at Pickwick. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scorersbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scorersbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight, we highlight the seniors for these two clubs, outstanding student athletes. They perform well on the court and in the classroom, too. When you look at the Fairlawn Jets roster, Troy Fletcher is a 12th grader. Logan DeMarcus, a senior. James Skeens, a senior. Aaron Hammond, a senior. Aaron, the only 12th grader, who is seeing a lot of playing time here in this game tonight. For the Jackson Center Tigers, the seniors are Drew Sosby and Ethan Zorn, two outstanding performers. All of these young men, excellent student athletes, fine in the classroom, good players on the floor. They will be missed. They're under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight at Pickwick are trying to join the Lady Tigers in advance to play next week. The Fort Laramie boys and girls have already done that. The Fort Laramie boys play next Thursday in one of two district championship games at UD. And the Fort Laramie girls play next Wednesday in a regional semifinal against Marion Local or Minster. They're playing at Wapak right now. The last score report from that game was 5-5 at the end of one quarter. Marion Local, Minster, two MAC teams going at it, and it's like a boxing match. I'm sure it's very physical,
sure
hard-nosed defense, and good shots are tough to come by.
Well, Anna Trails, boys Division III sectional final, they trail Northridge 28-27 at the half.
Anna down by one in D3 at the half. Down at Northmont against number one seed Northridge. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Tigers ball quickly. Drew Sosby into Brady Willemuth. He turns and rims the bank shot from 6 feet away. Rebound down to Hammond. Outlet to Lessing. Lessing yet to score. He's got the ball in the arc. Lessing usually has 13, 14 points by halftime. Tonight, he's got nothing. Here's Hammond, left wing to Nick Brodigan. Back to Hammond, shoots the three over Drew Sosby. No good off the back iron. Oh, what a rebound by Nick Brodigan. Blocked out of bounds. Brady Willemuth, a dynamite play.
Wow. Jets, they are just so good defensively as a team. Some of them don't do a lot of scoring, but this whole team just plays defense.
And interconnected so well defensively, tightly knit. They've all got roles at the defensive end, and they perform them flawlessly. 50 seconds gone, third quarter. Drew Brodigan open, 16-footer. He was invited to take it. Way short, rebounded by Lessing, up and in, and he's fouled. Drew Brodigan was baited into taking a long shot for him. It was so short, it wound up like a pass to Nate Lessing. He got the rebound, laid it through, was fouled, made the free throw, and Fairlawn's within 7, 19-12. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Left side, Brady Willemuth with the ball for Jackson Center. Brady top of the key. He's got two fouls. Gives it off to Drew Sosby. He's checked by Nick Brodigan. Foul line to Bryce. Bryce retreats. Gives it up to Zorn. Zorn 18 feet away. Here's Boozer behind the foul line for Jackson Center. Tigers run their offense. Tighter and tighter. Getting Drew Sosby inside the arc. Jump shot is good. And he's fouled.
Wow. They ran their offense to perfection that time.
Drew Sosby with a big fadeaway. Jackson Center kept flexing Fairlawn's defense. Finally, Drew got the ball open space about 17 feet away. Candid, he was decked as he released the ball. He made the free throw. Three-point plays both ways to start the second half. Lessing for Fairlawn and Drew Sosby for Jackson Center. The 10-point lead is restored. Here's a bad pass by Brodigan. Tried to weave it to the cutter. Lessing picked off by Zorn. Zorn up to Bryce Sosby for Jackson Center. Near side to Brady Willemuth, picked up by Drew. Drew Brodigan on him. Handoff on the play to Drew Sosby. And as Drew spins away from Drew Brodigan, the players get knotted up. No travel call. Foul against Fairlawn.
That was a correct call. He got his arm grabbed.
Ball inbounded beneath the basket to Brady Willemuth, top of the key. 22-12, Jackson Center. Drew Sosby on the bounce. Coming out to catch Boozer. Foul line extended left. Into Brady Willemuth in the lane. Leans in. Little seven-footer. Soft landing. It goes down. He's got it. 24-12. Brady Willemuth can score, Chuck, tonight seemingly at will.
That was a nice soft touch up there. That was a tough shot.
Here's Lessing, top of the key. He just scored his first 3 points of the game. Last trip down the court for Fairlawn. Here is Nick Brodigan on the arc. Kirtner, deep right corner, triple. Bullseye! Boy, the more you see Cody Kirtner, the more you like him. He's turned into a real outstanding player for the Fairlawn Jets. Dribble drive, Bryce Sosby, left wing. Boozer doesn't shoot. Back out to Bryce. 9-point lead, Jackson Center. Drew Sosby retreats, coming out to catch his Zorn. Well, Lessing's got his hands all over it. Zorn into the lane. Baseline left to Boozer. Open. Good! Gavin Boozer lights it up for Jackson Center. He was set up by his teammates. 26-15. Jackson Center by 11. Hammond left corner. Inside to Lessing. Great pass. Layup is in. And a timeout by the Jets. And Fairlawn working its offense better here in the third quarter than it did in the first half, but the Jets can't stop the Tigers.
Exactly.
8-point lead, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides. Served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
After the timeout, play resumes. Here come the Tigers ahead into the forecourt. Lessing picks up Drew Sosby this trip down. 4:30 left to go, third period. Brady Wilderwood comes out to get it. Picked up by Hickman. Hickman on him softly, though. Out of Boozer. Hammond backs off into the paint. Pass off to Zorn. Oh, what a steal by Keyshawn Johnson. Lead out to Hammond. Layup is good. 26-19. Jets are down 7. Left corner Zorn for Jackson Center. On top to Bryce Sosby. He won. Yep. Little shake and bake move. Hesitation by Bryce Sosby. Jets get it back behind by 7. 4:07 to play. Third quarter. Fairlawn hanging tough. Good start to the second half for the Jets. Here's Keyshawn Johnson, left-hand dribble. Spins against Bryce Sosby. Out back to Lessing. Lessing against Zorn. Spins, left of the lane, down the side of the paint. Leaner, 8-footer, short, no good. Batted out to Drew Sosby. Here comes Drew for Jackson Center. He barrels up the right side. It's a chest bump from Hammond, no call. Drew to Wildermuth, top of the key. 7-point lead, Jackson Center, 3:33 to go, third quarter. Here's a punch away by Keyshawn Johnson. He goes into backcourt, rolling out of bounds. Keyshawn almost ignited the second steal.
You better know he's out there, because if you throw a lazy pass, he's on it.
3 minutes, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. 26-19 Jackson Center. Here's Brady Wilner, top of the key. Brady hangs on, looks. Ball high overhead, not being guarded closely by Hickman. Gives it up to Boozer, deep right corner. Baseline Zorn, back to Boozer, on top to Brady for a three. Way short, air ball. Bryce Sosby tried to save it inbounds, couldn't do it.
He held that too long. Instead of shooting it, he tried to dive it up there.
Here come the Jets with a chance to cut it to four on a triple. 26-19 Tigers. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Keyshawn Johnson, 25 feet away. Fakes right, goes left. Over guarding, gets through, throws me out at the top of the key. 25 feet from the hoop. He knocked Johnson down. Drew thought he had a good shot at a steal. He had to go through the left shoulder of Johnson to get to it. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. 26-19, Tigers. Jets have the ball. Lessing between the rings. Nate Lessing on the bounce. Nate still dribbles. Fakes left, goes right. Brady Wilhelmuth picks him up. On top to Hammond. Keyshawn Johnson's got it left side of the floor. Now to Nick Brodigan, to Kirtner. Coming out to get it, Lessing. Guarded by Zorn. 2:28 to go in the third. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's a weave. Lessing to Keyshawn Johnson. Reaching foul on Jackson Center, the team's third.
Move your feet. Keep your hand out. Move your feet. Keep your hand out. You know, that doesn't happen.
Inbounding far side of the court. It is Nick Brodigan to Lessing between the rings for Fairlawn. Lessing on the bounce. Luke Hickman catches. Luke spin move. Looks for Hammond on the back door. He's not available. Now gives it to Kirtner on the arc. To Keyshawn Johnson. Picked up by Bryce Sosby. Here's Hickman. 2 minutes to go in the third. Keyshawn fakes the drive. Pulls up. Flips it behind him to Lessing. Lessing bottled up on the arc. Spin move. Tries to dance around Zorn. He might have drawn a two-shot foul. Yep, he did.
I don't know how you can play better defense than Zorn just played on that.
Yeah, Ethan played rock solid D. Lessing is that strong, and he swishes the free throw. How many points for Lessing now?
Six.
26-20. Fairlawn within six. Second free throw, Lessing. He swished it again. 26-21. Jackson Center Tigers are up five. Minute 52 to go, third quarter. Sosby walks the ball over. Gives it up to Brady Wilhelmuth outside the arc on the right. Gets a screen from Zorn. Brady foul line down the lane. Weaves his magic. Makes the shot, but he walked. He turned it over.
He looked like a pretty good move. He kept his pivot foot down, took it to the rim.
That was a microscopic travel call in Brady Wilhelmuth. 26-21. Fairlawn down five. Keyshawn Johnson inside to Lessing. Turns. Deflected shot by Brady Wilhelmuth. Rebound. Hickman no good. Hickman again no good. Back way out to Hammond. Hammond to Keyshawn Johnson. Drives into the lane. Off to Lessing. Good! 26-23. Jackson Center by three. 1:10 to go. Third quarter. Brady Wilhelmuth is at the arc straight away. That is Sosby. Sosby eyes the basket from long range, doesn't shoot it. Overplaying a steal by Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn against Brady, running one-hander. No good. Brady got the rebound. 2-on-1. Here's Bryce Sosby pulling up, doesn't shoot. Looks for help. Gives it to Drew for a three. Good! It's good! Oh, boy. That might have been a backbreaker. Drew Sosby from Bryce Sosby. Big basket. 29-23, Tigers up six. Fairlawn had a shot to cut it down to one, but missed it. It was 26-23 at that point, with about 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. Lessing spots up on the arc and scores! Nate Lessing bombed one in. And we got a foul in backcourt as Drew Soresby was being pestered by Johnson. Robin personal. 5.9 to go in the third quarter. 29-26 in favor of Jackson Center as Nate Lessing has just hoisted in a triple. 12-point quarter. He had nothing at the half. He's got 12 in the third. He's almost halfway home to his average. Here's Boozer. Backcourt to Brady Wilderman. 5 seconds to go. Brady dribbles. Dribbles against Hickman. Step back three ball. It's good. It's two. It's not a three. It's a two. Nonetheless, an enormous shot by Brady Wilderman as Soresby hits a three. Brady a two. Around a three-pointer by Lessing. 31-26 Tigers at the end of three on scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Yep, how about that, a 17-point third quarter, 17-point third period for the Fairlawn Jets as Hickman pumps home a long two-pointer. Hickman nails an 18-footer for the Jets, got a screen, opening seconds, fourth quarter to make it a 31-28 game. Tigers up a three. Fairlawn at 9 points at the half. They've gotten 19 now in the last 8.5 minutes. Here is Soresby, top of the circle, Jackson Center. Here's his triple, bouncing, no good. Stick back is in, it's in. Brady Wilderman got the board. That was a strong, strong rebound. 33-28, Jackson Center by five. 50 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Here's Kirkner on the rotation, top of the circle, Lessing. High screen from Hammond. Weave to Keyshawn Johnson. Looks for Kirkner on the back, but he's not there. Now here's Hammond, 6:52 to go in the game. Kirkner, head of the key, dribbles. Lessing comes out to get it. Zorn on Lessing. That's been the matchup most of the night where the Jets have had the ball. Down to 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Hammond at the elbow on the left. Hammond faces up against Drew Soresby. Now to Hickman. Hickman hangs on, delivers near side to Kirkner. Kirkner right back to Lessing, 25 feet out. Keyshawn Johnson straight away. 6:22 to go in the game. 5-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Hickman lobbing down inside for Lessing. It's too far. It's too far. It goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. But Jackson Center's defense, Chuck, was strong, and it forced Fairlawn into a pass it did not want to make.
Exactly. And you take a look at Lessing scored 12 points in the third quarter. They only scored 9 as a team in the first half.
Here's Zorn, right side, Soresby. Now the Jets can strike in a hurry and fast with prolific scoring from Nate Lessing. But it's tough to crack the Tigers' D. Here's a deep left corner, three ball by Jackson Center. Very short by Bryce Soresby. Rebound down to Hammond. Here come the Jets to Keyshawn Johnson. To Hammond, 25 feet out. Into the post to Lessing. He goes to work. Up and in. 33-30 Jackson Center. 5:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Drew Soresby up and over the timeline. Right side pass, Brady Wilderman. Back to Drew between the rings. Hand off to Bryce Soresby. Keyshawn Johnson is looking for the chance to produce another steal. And now Keyshawn is called for nudging him too closely. It's a common foul. Four on both teams.
Well, I tell you what, that's a bad matchup right now for Jackson Center with Bryce Sosby being guarded by Johnson.
Yep. It sure is. Tigers have got to protect the ball when Keyshawn Johnson is nearby. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 33-30 Jackson Center. Four team fouls each way. Brady Willemuth on the arc. Starts to go to work against Hickman and makes an awkward maneuver to draw contact. Shot at no chance to go in, but Brady will get a pair.
And they called that on Johnson. He reached in on that move. That's his third.
First free throw by Brady Willemuth. Very high shot. Front rim, backboard, front rim, back rim, and in.
Anna trails 42-39 at the end of three in their sectional final game.
Anna Rockets getting powerhouse Northridge all at once. Second free throw, Brady Willemuth good. And head coach Scott Elkin gets a timeout. Tigers are up 5-35-30. We've got 4:56 left to go in the game. We'll keep it right here on scorersbroadcast.com and tell you all about Brookins, a fixture in downtown Fort Lauderdale since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. But nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and a pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins for your gatherings. Try the banquet room for birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Brookins in Fort Lauderdale, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around at Brookins. No place like it. Again, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Up the Fairlawn Jets run the weave and try to slice Keyshawn Johnson into the middle of the Jackson Center defense. He's fouled. And he was in the act of shooting a little leaner from 7 or 8 feet away. But he misfires on one of two free throws. Here's the second one by Keyshawn. It's also no good. And a good box out by Zorn to come up with the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Bryce Sosby. Let's the defender go by. It makes the layup.
Big turnaround there. Missed two free throws and give up a layup at the other end.
Wow. An alert play by Bryce Sosby, who leaked the other direction. That's a quick four-point swing. Three-pointer, Keyshawn Johnson. Got it. He's got it. Keyshawn Johnson buries one.
He must have been too close on the free throws.
You're right. He missed two foul shots and then threw in a shot nearly twice as long as the free throw. 37-33. Tigers up four. 3:52 to go in the game. Left side of the court, it's Boozer for Jackson Center. Adam Brady Willemuth, top of the key. Right side to Drew Sosby, back to Brady. Near side to Bryce, go to the Keyshawn. They look for Zorn, instead go to Boozer. Into the post, Brady Willemuth turns and scores! He's fouled! Brady Willemuth, a little half-hook shot with the right hand. Soft touch, it hit the back rim, popped in the air, the whistle blew, it came right down through. That's his patented shot in the paint.
And another outstanding call by Keith Cooley.
Free throw by,
you're right, Keith is right in front of us.
Cooley right in front of us, the referee who made the call. Free throw by Brady, no good, it's short. 6-point lead, Jackson Center, 3:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lessing, top of the key. Gives it up right side to Kirtner. Kirtner hangs on. He's played very well tonight for the Jets. Uh-oh! We've got a five-second call. Pretty good defense by Gavin Boozer. The rest of the Tigers did their job, too.
Yeah, well, this is what Jackson Center does.
We're all the way down to 3:13 to go in the game. 16 fouls on Fairlawn. Tigers are in the bonus. Here's Brady Willemuth against Hickman. Left baseline, it goes on the play to Boozer. Bad pass, picked off by Keyshawn Johnson.
He storms down the floor, goes between the legs, out to Hickman. Hickman foul line, left side, Curtin for a triple. No good off the flange. Oh, what a hustle rebound by Drew Sosby. Back court to Wildermuth. 2:48 to go. Tigers up a six. And here's Brady Wildermuth. He used the forearm. It's an offensive foul. That foul goes to Ego.
Drew Sosby or Bryce Sosby, why do they have Keyshawn playing defense on Wildermuth, bringing the ball up? That is not what they want.
2 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the game. Fairlawn within six. Jets have got the ball. Offensive foul on Brady Wildermuth. Here's Lessing, top of the circle. Steers his way down the lane. Thorne reaches in, tries to get the hand on the ball, but his mitt is wrapped around the wrist of Lessing, who's awarded two. 39-33. Tigers ahead with six. Lessing has got two free throws for Fairlawn. The first is on the way. It's in. He and Drew Sosby are Mr. Automatic at the strike,
no doubt. We're watching two of the best Division IV juniors in the state of Ohio tonight, and Nate Lessing and Brady Wildermuth.
Very well said, Chuck. In D4, yeah, you couldn't ask for two better 11th graders than these two young men, Nate Lessing, Drew Sosby, on the court at one time. Both foul shots dead center. 39-35, Jackson Center. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. A district berth on the line here tonight. Zorn, top of the key. The opponent would be Yellow Springs in a contest next Thursday night, one of two at the UD Arena. We got a foul away from the action as the Tigers were playing pitch and catch on the arc. Drew Sosby was trying to pop out to the foul line from down low, and he was gang tackled by a couple of Jets. Sosby with the one and one. He shoots it. Swish. 40-35. Jackson Center. 2:16 to go here in the fourth. Second shot. Drew Sosby got it again. And head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout for the Tigers, who lead it by six. 41-35 with 2:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. So many thanks to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScorersPodcast.com. Sydney Car Care at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in. Formerly McLean's Service Center, outstanding reputation. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves have more than 40 years of superb automotive work at Sydney Car Care in Sydney on 4th Avenue. Call for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. Affordably priced, prompt service, excellent workmanship, Sydney Car Care, Sydney, Ohio. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn Jets bring it down the court.
Big possession for both teams right here.
Yeah, this could go a long way to deciding the outcome. If the Tigers get a stop, the Jets will have to foul. Here is Keyshawn Johnson 30 feet away. Both teams in the bonus. On top to Kirtner. Now Nate Lessing. He's a marked man. Zorn on him. Sosby keeps an eye on him, too. Here's Sosby hedging. Sosby hedges. Offensive foul. Offensive foul.
He was okay until he extended the arm.
You're right, Chuck. I think Sosby was peddling a little bit. But if Lessing doesn't bring the arm up and out, it's probably a defensive personal.
I think that's exactly what was going to be called.
A minute 52 to go in the game. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. That was a critical play right there. And Drew Sosby attracted the offensive foul from Lessing. Here's Zorn, high left. Tigers want to shoot free throws. Zorn falls down. He walks with the ball. Yeah, he did. Another good call by Mr. Cooley.
Not sure where he was trying to go that time. He had his dribble. Dribbled back out away from the pressure.
41-35. A minute 35 to go. Tigers up six. Here is Nick Brodigan. High post to Hickman. Back to Nick. Nick Brodigan on the bounce. Drew Brodigan not on the floor at the moment. Hickman lining up in the post. Lessing, guard of the two players, steps back, shoots the long three-pointer. It's good! Nate Lessing was straddling the arc. He was straddling the arc and drifted back a half step, launched the three. It went down. Timeout called by the Jets. Chuck, I took a late look at the clock. What, about a minute? Minute 10 to go?
Right, yeah, I didn't see it either. I hate these scoreboards that count down the timeouts.
41 to 38 in favor of Jackson Center.
That was huge.
Woo, Fairlawn needs a stop. We had the travel call by the referee against the Tigers. It was a good choice. That followed the offensive foul against Nate Lessing of Fairlawn. That, too, a good referee's decision. So a turnover each way with the game at a six-point differential. And then Nate Lessing with a terrific step-back three. And where is he now in terms of scoring, Chuck?
19. Pretty good half.
19. He had zero at halftime.
Really good half. And, boy, now it becomes the basket gets a little smaller for Jackson Center now. And Johnson's back in the game. They had him out for a minute. But, boy, he's back out there. You better know he's out there defensively.
Yep, here we go. The final 1 minute, 15 seconds. Tigers inbound in backcourt. Fairlawn with token pressure. Drew Brodigan back on the hardwood for the Jets. It goes to Zorn. Zorn up and over the timeline. He beat it with 1 second. 1 second, he beat the count. Pass on the play to Drew Sosby down the lane. Stripped out of bounds by Kirtner. Kirtner raked it away at the last second as Drew was navigating the paint for a short shot. Tigers still retain it. Inbounding, baseline right. Brady Willemuth, he's got 2 men on him, 3 men on him. Brought away by Keyshawn Johnson. A foul called against Brady Willemuth, who dove back in to try to bang it away from Johnson. He fouled him, and Fairlawn's got a very critical 1-and-1 to cut it to 1.
And that was a fourth foul on Willemuth with 55 seconds to go in the game.
41 to 38 in favor of Jackson Center. Keyshawn Johnson has missed 2 free throws in this game. 1-and-1 bonus situation. It's up and it's good. 41 to 39. Jackson Center in the lead by 2. 54.5 to go. 18 fouls each way. Second free throw, Keyshawn Johnson. It is good again. 41-40, closest the Jets have been. Here is Sosby in backcourt, hands off to Brady, back to Drew. He dribbles to the timeline, foul at backcourt against Drew Brodigan of Fairlawn. 1-and-1, I think, for Brady Willemuth of the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yeah, they called it, they ended up calling that one on Johnson, which is his fourth.
Oh, the foul went against Keyshawn.
Yes.
Not on Drew Brodigan. 1-and-1. Brady Willemuth. The Tigers up 1. 50.2 to go in the game. The free throw by Brady. It's in the air. It is bouncing. No good. No good. Rebound Lessing. He saves it to Hickman. The Jets can take the lead. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Keyshawn Johnson. Spin move down the lane. Lobbed it out back to Lessing. It's over his head, but Hammond recovers at center court. 30 seconds to go. 1-and-1 situation for Fairlawn. Double bonus for Jackson Center. Here's Hammond. Thought about the three. 19 seconds to go. Jets down a point. A basket might win the game right here. Lessing fakes right, goes left. He walked! He walked with the ball. Traveling on Nate Lessing.
So you want to inbound the ball to Drew Sosby because you want him shooting these free throws right now.
Yep, Nate Lessing started to make a basketball move at the top of the key, but his first step and a half, Chuck, came without the ball getting to the floor.
Yeah, but you feel bad for him. He was trying to make the move, and I think he thought the defender when he turned was closer than he was,
yep,
and he kind of lost his balance a little bit.
Yep, mark that down. 41-40, Jackson Center. Brady Willemuth missed a 1-1. Nate Lessing made a terrific save on a ball below the basket. The Jets came down the court and began to run the offense. Almost a misplay, a throw that rolled out to the timeline.
The Fairlawn Jets recovered it, threw it to Nate Lessing, and he tried to pivot at the top of the key and cut down the left side of the lane, but he dragged the pivot foot.
Well, I thought we were going to have trouble matching last night's drama, but boy, we haven't. Now, what a game.
Now, don't have quite the full house we had last night.
Right.
Upper deck across the way, maybe half full. Upper deck behind us, half full. Both lower sections filled. We had 2,800 last night. Probably 2,400 tonight.
Yeah, 23-24.
14.9 to go. Tigers up one. It's inbounded to Brady Willimer. He's in backcourt. In trouble. Up the floor. Lobs it ahead to Drew Sosby. And what's been called? With 8.6 left, a foul on Fairlawn. And even if Jackson Center makes both, the Jets have got a chance to tie with a triple. Brady Willimer has a double bonus. Foul number 10 on Fairlawn. 8.6 to go. The free throw by Brady. It's too long. It's too long. It's no good. He missed it. 41-40, Jackson Center.
That's a man right there in the corner. You better know where he is. It's Kirtner.
Cody Kirtner has leaked out down the floor. He's behind the arc in the offensive end. Second free throw by Brady. It is good. And head coach Scott Elder for Jackson Center gets a timeout. Brady Wilderman pounds his chest as if to say,
my bad, is what
yes,
he said.
Yep, my miscue. I was errant on the first free throw. He did knock down the second. 8.6 to go. The Tigers are up 42-40 over the Fairlawn Jets, who've made a brilliant comeback in this game tonight.
Well, I don't think you're going to see anything more than getting the ball down in a scatter court, get the ball to Lessing, and let him take the ball to the basket. That's what I would do if he played for me.
Wow. Two phenomenal games back-to-back nights here at Pickway. Each one of them fantastic.
This is what you expect when you get to Shelby County. The four best teams in the Shelby County League, Division IV anyway. I'm going to throw Anna in there as the fifth. But you got the four best teams playing basketball on this floor. This is why this tournament is so much fun.
No better way to describe it for the spectators, Chuck, than fantastic.
It is fantastic. Let's see what we come up with now. Whew. Okay, Jackson's on it. They're going to let him bring it up a little bit. They're going to pick him up at midcourt.
Yep. Jets have got to take it the length of the court with 8.6 to go. Slight pressure at the timeline by Zorn and Sosby. Here's Lessing with 6.5 left. Top of the key. Drives right side of the lane. Running shot. Blocked out of bounds. Brady Wildermuth crammed it. 3 seconds to go. It'll be inbounded by Hammonds below the rim, and head coach Scott Elvin gets another timeout. 3 seconds to go. The Tigers up 42-40. If you're head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn, what do you put on the drawing board right now, Chuck?
Well, I don't think you have any choice. I mean, if it was three, I think you could look for Kirtner. But since it's two, they're going to run something for Lessing. They're going to try to get him someplace in the paint and try to get him fouled. The bad thing about that is, with 3 seconds to go in the game, is a lot of officials don't call it unless it is absolutely obvious.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful hoping that you get fouled on this.
That's so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company. Francis Schulze in Rushi. A proud underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Francis Schulze has earned a reputation among the building market dealers as an outstanding distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum, Safeway Garage Doors. Okay, here we go. 3 seconds left. Fairlawn down by two. Inbounding below the rim is Hammond. Hammond looks. He looks. No one home. He calls a timeout.
A smart call, because they were not going to get the ball, and they were about a four count when he made that call.
Don't forget, you've got big savings, high-quality furniture at Goffney. That's Route 47, West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living room furniture, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings.
Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. High-tech computer solutions for you business people. Upgrades, remote management, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, plus the repair of mobile devices at Adams Tech Solutions. Phones, handhelds, iPads, high-quality computer service on time. Adams Tech Solutions, 937-538-6948. Here we go. 3 seconds remaining. Jackson Center up two. Farallon needs a bucket to tie. A three-pointer to win. Hickman baseline right. Fall away, 15-footer. It is so good. It is so good. Bodies fly all over the place. And the rebound. The buzzer sounds. It is over. It's over. The Jackson Center Tigers hang on, survive, and defeat Farallon in a thriller of 42-40. 52-51 last night, 42-40 tonight. Two terrific sectional championship games here at Piqua. Can't believe, Chuck, that there was a year in the past a pair of games for sectional finals turned out like these two.
Any better than these two. Now, that was two good basketball teams tonight playing it right down to the wire, boy. You say it at the end of these things, and Farallon, they just played their hearts out and really battled. And they struggled offensively in the first half. They had 9 points and came back in the second half and really played well.
Yeah, you put up 31 points on Jackson Center in two quarters and one half of action, Chuck. You've done a splendid job against the Tigers' defense in 16 minutes, and that's what Farallon did. Only 9 points in the half. The Jets finish with 40, but just could not quite catch the Jackson Center Tigers tonight, who built some nice leads throughout the middle portion of the game. Jackson Center was up at 10, 19-9 at the halftime break. That was the biggest margin of this contest, double digits right at 10. Farallon came out with a flurry to start third quarter action and to get it tight real quick. Farallon made this a game right now in the opening few minutes of the third quarter, and the Jets could never get over the hump. Nate Lessing was bottled up on that last possession. Two and a half men were shading him. He was in the post, was rocking back and forth between high and mid post, 10 to 15 feet from the hoop. They could not get the ball to him. Instead, it went to Luke Hickman. He had a wide open baseline fadeaway, just left it short, and bodies flew all over the hardwood. The ball kept bouncing around. Buzzer sounded. That was it, as the Jets couldn't get their hands on a putback. And the Jackson Center Tigers survive 42-40 to advance on to a district championship game next Thursday night at the UD Arena. And I may have mistakenly said earlier, Chuck, that the opponent was Yellow Springs. I don't think that's accurate. I'll recheck the tournament draw here momentarily. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News. Gratitude to Ken Barhorst. Nobody more deserving of the recognition he has gotten this year from the OHSAA and the local sports community. Gratitude to Ken Barhorst. Thank you very much. 40 years of service. It's been a lifetime of service contributed by Ken Barhorst at the Sydney Daily News. You talk about dedication and commitment. It has been superior.
Manpower Fertilizer and Seed, located in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Gratitude to those fine folks. The Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. Plus John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc., also in Anna. Eight expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship. Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. And the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, a new sponsor, along with Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, and St. Paris, and Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Jackson Center Tigers advance on to play a Taylor Cleves bracket winner. To be determined, those games yeah. are going on right now down at Taylor High School in Cleves, far eastern, or I should say far western Cincinnati, just off Route 50 near the Ohio-Indiana border. So the Jackson Center Tigers will play a Taylor sectional winner in a game on Thursday night at the UD Arena. Will be interesting to see how the game times Thursday are adjusted, because the Jackson Center girls team plays in a regional semifinal at Vandalia. On paper, that game is slated for 7. It may very well be that game gets moved back to 8 or 8:30, and the Tigers boys team plays in the first contest at UD at 6 o'clock.
Well, they'll have to make some kind of adjustment, so... But it's terrific for Jackson Center to have both their teams, and terrific for Fort Loramie to have both their teams.
And Fort Loramie will play in the other boys' D4 district game on Thursday at UD against the Southeastern Cedarville winner. That game played tonight at Troy.
Yeah, and they won't have to adjust that because Fort Loramie girls play on Wednesday night.
Right, exactly. Oh, what a game here tonight. 42-40. Jackson Center emerges hard-earned win over the Fairlawn Jets. Two-point victory for the Tigers. I'd like to see if I could get head coach Scott Elker for just a couple minutes. Should we try, Chuck?
It's kind of a toss-up with Scott. He's probably in there with his kids. But I'll do the Clancy's, and then and you go see what you can find out.
Yeah, let's give our Clancy's recognition. Then we'll return, hopefully, with Scott Elkert. Tigers of Jackson Center nip the Fairlawn Jets 42-40 in a thriller here tonight.
Well, Brady Wildermuth led the Tigers with 24 points, and Drew Sosby scored 13. So Brady Wildermuth is going to be the Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center. On the other side for Fairlawn, the only one in double figures was Nate Lessing. He scored 19 points in the second half. Just a little bit too little too late. But he was terrific, too. So our Clancy's players of the game are Brady Wildermuth and Nate Lessing.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back here to Piqua High School's Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High School, where the Jackson Center Tigers have beaten the Fairlawn Jets by 42-40. Head coach Scott Elkert joins us here at courtside. A couple seconds to go in the game, out of bounds, Fairlawn below the Jets' basket. Timeouts were called, a couple by each team in the last half minute.
What did you have in store for Fairlawn on the last inbounds play? Lessing didn't touch it. Hickman wound up shooting the ball.
Yeah, bottom line is we felt he was probably going to get it, but we didn't want to sacrifice everything with the fear of, then they slip somebody to the bucket. So we told Ethan, who was guarding Lessing, to stay on him, and then Drew Sosby, who was guarding the baseline out-of-bounds guy, he was supposed to just help on anybody he thought the ball was going. So why not? Drew's had a tremendous year. He's a smart player. He's a great player. So as strange as it sounds, if we had had the ball offensively, we would have put the ball in his hands. We actually put the game in his hands defensively there and just told him to make the right read.
Well, you forced Fairlawn to make a 15-foot jump shot to tie the game. The Jets missed it. You win it. Brady Wildermuth was a blockbuster inside for you. He put on a show. Is it my imagination? Is he getting bigger, better, stronger, game by game by game? Wow, he is a real force.
He is a force, but he's been that way for us all. You know what I'm saying? So he did what he needed to do tonight. Yeah. We needed him to have a good game, and my hat goes off to Fairlawn. I mean, they fought tooth and nail, and I want to give – we pride ourselves in D, and I want to give them credit. They had an outstanding defensive effort themselves.
Exactly. Fairlawn's defense was superb. Now, you limit the Jets to 9 in the first half. Yeah. Lessing is blanked, and he wound up getting, I think, almost 20, right, Chuck? 19 for Nate? Nate Lessing got 19 in the second half. They put up 31 on your club in the second half, and that's a pretty good total against your defense for two quarters, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're not happy about that, but again, I'm going to enjoy the win, but it'll be tough for me tomorrow knowing that.
That's right. Ethan Zorn was a thorn in the side of Nate Lessing most of the night.
He had a great game, and to be honest with you, when Nathan hit, he hit two or three threes in the second half. Two for sure. Yeah, and those are big. Those were tough shots, shots, and they were contested. And with him, you got to give a little bit up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we've chosen. But by golly, the first time we played him this year too, he hit two or three threes against us too. You know what I'm saying? He's a great player himself, and he knows how to make things happen.
Gavin Boozer, big first half jump shot for you. You're getting contributions little by little each game from other players, and that makes you more dangerous.
And we had been getting a lot of contribution out of other guys. We felt like we wish they would have been more active on our offense tonight than what they were. We really did, you know what I mean? And so, I don't know, with Bryce and Gavin, both those guys, they've played a lot of games down here now, but this is their first sectional championship game. And I told them before the game and I told them after the game, I don't care what the score is, you get out of Piqua, it's an accomplishment because it's not easy to do.
Bryce with a big... Keyshawn Johnson lifted the Fairlawn Jets defensively. Bryce Sosby, a big leak out, a basket down here at this end late in the game.
And a big check there on the miss, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big-time check out. Because if he doesn't check that out, he puts that right back in. We're going overtime.
Scott, how about Cameron Elkert and the Jackson Center ladies?
Awesome. I didn't get to see it, but I've heard. I got full report. Yeah.
Huge district championship win today over Tri-Village, 48-43. You tuned us in?
Yes.
Did we keep you apprised to the score and time?
Oh, yeah.
We had great. Jackson Center leading at the end of the game, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys.
Scott Elkert, head coach of the Tigers, who advanced to a district championship game next Thursday against a club from the Taylor Sectional of a Cincinnati team.
That's correct. Yep.
All right. We'll see you Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Scott Elkert, head coach of the Tigers, victorious tonight over the Fairlawn Jets. He gave a lot of credit where it was due to Fairlawn and head coach Justin Tidwell's program. It came so close to knocking off Jackson Center, the number one seed here tonight. Had the game lasted, Chuck, another half minute, who knows?
And the scary part for Jackson is if that game would have gone into overtime, Wildermuth had four, Sosby had four.
Ooh.
That could have been scary.
I didn't realize Drew Sosby also had four fouls.
Wow. So that could have been and to watch Brady Wildermuth, we talked about his offense, to watch him play defense, to watch him block shots with four fouls, with three fouls. He is an amazing basketball player on both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
And you're right. Fairlawn might have been able to deliver the knockout punch in OT, given the foul trouble Jackson Center was
in. Well, they were terrific tonight. Mm-hmm. They had a tough first half, but, boy, they came out in the second half, and they're going to be a very, very good basketball team again next year.
Yeah, Fairlawn and Jackson Center.
Both.
Yeah,
both.
Each will be strong next season. We look forward to more coverage next week. We're off until Wednesday. Fort Loramie, Minster girls. Understand that Minster led Marion Local by double digits entering the fourth.
Yeah.
Fairly low-scoring game. The opponent for Fort Loramie, probably Minster. We may or may not have a final. But that's a 7 o'clock Vandalia-Butler regional semifinal next Wednesday. Then we've got a twin bill down at the UD Arena on Thursday.
Nice job,
two boys Division IV district games next Thursday involving Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. We've got to pick one site or the other. We'll be at UD next Thursday for a twin bill while the Jackson Center Tigers play Miami Valley in another girls D4 regional semi at Vandalia-Butler on the same night. And then looking ahead, Chuck, we could very easily pick off a game next Friday night up at WAPOC. It would be a Northwest District Championship game. That would be next Friday evening.
So that would make sense because one of those, whoever wins that is coming down to Trent Arena for the regionals. So.
On Tuesday night next week up at WAPOC, Fort Recovery plays Lima Perry and Minster plays St. Henry. The two winners collide next Friday at WAPOC. So looking ahead, that's our schedule. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website, and we will give you a detailed schedule by midday tomorrow of what we have planned for you next week. A lot of fun, exciting night, great basketball all day long. Jackson Center girls with a Herculean effort this afternoon, upsetting Tri-Village by 5. And the Fort Loramie Redskins clobbered Cincinnati Country Day. I'm sure head coach Carlos Siegel would say, we were sloppy, didn't play well, but still won the game by 30.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so that's our array of action today. Of course, last night we kicked off the weekend with a 52-51 game right here at Piqua, won by Fort Loramie over Rushi in a thriller. Another thriller tonight to back it up. We talked in the pregame tonight about, my goodness, could we have another game tonight even close to what we had last night? My gosh, we did.
We did. We matched it. We matched it, and I'll tell you, this is four really good basketball teams that we watched the last two nights here at Piqua.
Yeah, and the Shelby County League competition is so stiff. The clubs come into the sectional tournament, and the two teams who advance are so tournament ready.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, they're primed. They're primed to make a deep run, and both Fort Loramie and Jackson Center can. Now, should those two boys teams win a district game, they meet. They meet in the regional semi at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
How much fun would it be to watch Jackson Center and Fort Loramie playing there?
Yeah, that could be. It could be around the corner. Could be around the corner. Thanks so much to all the listeners who have joined us. We have never gotten so much feedback, Chuck, than in the last week.
And some of it even positive.
Yes. A lot of it, like usual, via technology, emails and text, but so many people coming up and talking to us here at Courtside, and 20, 30 or more today and tonight in the stands listening via an auxiliary cable from their phone, which is in their pocket, and of course the cable's in their ear.
Well, I had a gentleman walk out, and he did it from Jackson Center, and he said, I want to thank you guys for what you do. My father down in Florida got to listen to all the games this year because you guys were doing the games. And you know what? We love it so much. We appreciate them, you know, thanking us and being appreciative, but we're appreciative of them too because this is the best job in the world.
Just got an email, or I should say a text, from Stan Evans, who assigns Shelby County League officials, an attorney in Sydney. He says, sounding great, we're in the Sunshine State. Shelby County basketball is simply the best. He doesn't add,
you guys are the best too.
No, no. we take that as a given.
Jeff Bray alerts us that Northridge nipped Anna 56-51. And Minster did defeat Marion Local. My Upper Miami Valley contact tells me the final score, 36-26, Minster by 10. Wow. Over Marion Local in a very low scoring girls D4 district championship game up there. So it is official. Fort Loramie versus Minster, 7 o'clock Wednesday night at Vandalia Butler. That's our next webcast here on Scores Broadcast.
Ann and Carla at it again. They tend to play a few times during the season.
And who knows, the winner of that game, Chuck, likely the favorite to bring home all of it, the state crown at Columbus the following weekend.
Right.
Although Miami Valley and Jackson Center,
I got something to say about
that. Yeah, two very good D4 girls teams looming in the background. We were impressed with Miami Valley. Tigers have got their work cut out for them in that other regional semifinal next Thursday, but Jackson Center's got the material to get it done. This is a very good girls team peaking at just the right time.
Exactly, and they've got a lot of confidence right now.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a great day, great weekend. We've still got a lot of basketball upcoming. Rhett Gish is our scorer, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, our finals over the weekend last night, Fort Loramie nips Rushi 52-51 in the upper bracket boys sectional final here at Piqua. Today, two girls Division IV district title games, Fort Loramie 49, Country Day 19, and Jackson Center 48, and its opponent Tri-Village 43, right. 5-point win for the Jackson Center girls, an upset today at Tippecanoe. Tonight, in a thriller here at Piqua, lower bracket sectional championship, it was Jackson Center 42, Fairlawn 40. This is Jack Kramer saying good night, everybody, on scoresbroadcast.com.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly pointed the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Under on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlog, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up with teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo. He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. He's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at him go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. That one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center.
the first state title in girls basketball for Fort Lauderdale. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp, good, good! Yoskamp rifles it a bob.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.